Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio, Friday. And this is a day for creation. We're going to be creative and innovative. Pass on some real serious skills so people can use to become very successful in life. And that's what we need to do. It's 11 o'clock. Wow, running about a minute late.
Joining conference now.
Joining the party United
Games
today. Well, welcome to Straight
Good
Talk.
Morning, David.
Good morning,
great
David.
Morning,
how
great
doing?
Morning. Super good, but I'll get better.
Okay. We're all going to get better after the day. We're going to work on it. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
We all ready to go? It's 11 o'clock. Blog Talk Radio.
Let's roll.
Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being on the call today. What we want to talk about are some creative, innovative skills that we all can use to not only run our lives, communities, and even the world, really focus in on building financial security, independence, and time freedom in a network marketing venture, especially dealing with RAIN International. Now, let me start off by saying that for the people who may be new, to understand that we have a product, or products, if you will, about seven of them, that we talk about all the time. So the core, the bend, the probiotics, especially the form, because I understand there's going to be a tremendous meat shortage coming in September, October, and November. It's being talked about all across the world because the plants are not being able to produce enough meat because of the coronavirus. A lot of it's infected, whatever, but I won't get into that today, except that if you use meat for your protein, we're suggesting that you turn to protein powder. Now, when you talk to Dr. Weeks, he says soy and whey are no-nos. No way, whey. That's what he says. So we have a protein powder that's vegetable-based, that's made out of vegetables, if you will, and that we will talk about, too, at some point. Barbara, are you using form at all? Anybody using form? I know Christy Donnelly uses it all the time. Anybody online?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Could you tell me what's in the form? I don't have the package in front of me. What's in it?
One second, please.
Okay, right. So Barbara's going to get that for us because that's a good replacement for the people who eat meat, you know, the chicken, the turkey, the and pig and all that stuff. Go ahead.
Yes, it is a seed powered protein drink mix, and I have in front of me the caramel chocolate, which I use, which I love, which I take.
Good.
And it has pea protein, organic cane sugar, chia seed powder, pumpkin seed powder, cocoa powder, natural flavor, sunflower. And pumpkin seed powder, cranberry fruit extract, grapeseed extract. So that's some good stuff in there for us.
It's good. Yep, absolutely. I tried some this morning. I don't do too much meat anymore. Matter of fact, I don't do anything at all. I don't bother with the chicken and the turkey and the pig and all that stuff and beef and lamb and whatever. I do the protein powder in place of it. But yeah, to each his own. We want to get underway. I hope the Reverend is with us because we want to talk about the products and how wonderful they are. We did a couple of minutes of that. The marketing strategy that we have used up until now that we've been using for 75 years or more, you know, two a day, one a day, whatever. And the book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, he has that whole formula down. If you haven't read that, it's really good to read. And people have made millions and millions of dollars using that old formula. But there are new ways, I think, of how you say it, a nice way to say it, to get into the 21st century in marketing something, and they help the company to go into momentum. Obviously, a lot of young people are using e-commerce, so they have a lot of success with that. I was listening to a seminar done by Eric Worre. And he was talking about the young people using social media marketing, some of the successes that they have realized so far in a hurry and quickly. So I would suggest that we look at that. And I think the Reverend had some. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. 1 second. Can you please mute your line? Somebody's getting inside of a car or out of a car. Please mute your line. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Dr. Johnson.
Right, okay. So, Barbara, tell us the way that you have been taught so far since you've been in network marketing of how to build your organization, and we go from there. How's that? Would you do that for us?
I can tell you how, since I've been recently with Rain Products, how to do that.
Okay.
So there is an actual orientation he has that anyone who is in Rain can reach up to your upline and get that information. And if the person who recruited you doesn't have it, go higher than that. And sit down and talk to them. He has a 3-day, the information that every brand new Rain partner should have, which we thought was absolutely phenomenal because it's important to get started right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to say the wrong thing, and nor do you want to run away people. So you want to share the information in a way that people are willing to receive it. And mostly you want to be able to use third party. You don't want to do any talking yourself. So third party is very important, and your third party person should be able to assist you with that. I hope that helps in what you're talking about, Dr. Johnson.
It does. Yeah, sure. So I just wanted to get the running. Let's see who else. I was thinking about somebody else this morning. Well, Jay Clark, are you with us this morning?
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody's on the phone. You're moving stuff. Can you please mute your line?
Yeah, Jay, are you with us this morning? Okay, he might be with us. Okay. Let me go back in history just a bit. Now, when I started making some serious money, I had listened to a guy named Dave Savola, and he had been in the program 18 months.
Samuel, can you please? Excuse me, sir. Samuel, can you please mute your line? We hear dishes. Please mute your line. Thank you.
Hello, This is not me. I'm muted. This is not me.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
right.
working
not you?
Today. No, that's not me.
All right, Sam.
I'm sorry.
All right, Sam. I'm sorry. Thank you. Then there's someone else who's out there whose line is muted. It's not muted.
All right. That's all right. Samuel, thanks for muting your line. I really appreciate you. And he's with us all the time. As a matter of fact, Samuel visited the event that happened not too long ago. He flew from the islands that he lives, where he lives, he flew all the way out to Las Vegas and he attended that big event and he said that he was really ecstatic. So that was a real commitment for him to fly all the way there and to visit the headquarters. I think James and a lot of other people were there to see him. Yeah, the noise is still going on, but that's okay. Listen, in the old days, coming into this industry, they would always talk about two things. To talk to two persons every day. That's what in the book, The Slight Edge. I hope somebody picked that book up, The Slight Edge. Now, if you don't want to read the book, you can always get the audio, and you can go to Amazon and get that. And so, be it as it may, that's the formula I used some 40 years ago to make my first $10,000 a month. And then on after that, it went on to, you know, keep growing to $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a month or whatever. But it's a way that other people have come into this industry and have built an organization. And I just want to go back to talk about Horton Bugs for the people who have not ever heard of him. All you do is go to Google Horton Bugs and you'll see him doing a lot of seminars in terms of when he started the industry some 25 years ago. And what he did was to join Amway Corporation. And they were doing, you know, you go out and talk to people, talk to your friends, relatives, and acquaintances, and bring them to the business so that they can see the marketing plan. And he says, in his stay with Amway for 5 years, maybe a little bit more, but at least for 5 years, The best he could do was to make about $500 a month. And as a direct distributor in those days, you had to take the money you make and pay your downline back in the day, 20, 30 years ago. But now it's different. The company takes okay all of that. So that's the best he could. Then he got to another company that was making $20,000 a month, but then it kind of went by the sea. All companies don't survive. We are very fortunate to be with a company that's 9 years old, or will be 9 years old, coming in the fall. And it looks as if it's going to be here for many, many, many more years. So you are talking about receiving residual income from what you do today that you can be paid 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. And that has happened to many people in this industry. But anyway, let me get to this. Horton Bugs decided, after going the slow way, if you will, to go a faster way. And I'm saying, if you do the two a day, 365 days a year, you'll get to about 730 people. So that's 1 year. And I did that with 776 persons in 1 year. You'll get to my first 10,000 a month. But he said, if you take those 700 people and you do it in 1 day through conference calls, you can get to bigger incomes. And let him tell you about what he did. Let's talk about Horton Bugs. Take a listen. Now, I really want you to listen to his strategy of what he has done in the last 7 years to get to more than $1 million a month in income.
Because people always ask me, you know, things about how do I get to my, you know, how did I make what I make, or how did I become successful in this industry of networking? And I used to get these questions all the time. And I'll share with you one little caveat here. Before I joined my current company, I've been with my current company 5 years. I've been doing this industry for 23 years, started when I was three. And but before I joined, I used to have people ask me all the time, because I had some success. I'd actually become a million-dollar earner before in network marketing. And people would ask me, you know, what would you do if you had a chance to do it all over again? And my answer was, this is what my answer was. It wasn't can. It was my answer. It was for me. It wasn't for anybody else. I never tried to impress anybody else. My answer was, I would believe much bigger, much sooner. Ladies and gentlemen, what I have found is this, 23 years of doing this industry, and I don't know it all. I can't tell you I'm the sharpest in this industry. I am not one of the sharpest. I don't know as much of the stuff as some of the people who've spoken here, but I do know a few things. And I'm going to talk about just those few things that I do know, a few things that I have mastered. I am not the best at it, but I'm telling you, I am excellent when it comes to a couple of few things that I'm going to talk to you about. But I said I would believe much bigger, much sooner. Why? Many of you right now, some of you here, and before I even go, I want to know, can I tell you the truth? Okay, Eric, do I have permission to tell them the truth? Okay, now, because some of you have squandered a fortune already. Because some of you are waiting until you get to $10,000 a month before you believe. You've already missed millions. I said I would believe much bigger, much sooner. And I would say it over and over and over again. People would always, and they would want to go, they would ask me another question. Well, could you tell me the real answer? I would believe much bigger, much sooner. Okay. And that's what, because I knew that's what I was missing. I knew that's what I was missing because, see, before, in network marketing, when I joined, I was 18 years of age when I actually got started in this industry. My first 7 years, I never made more than $500 in any one month. There was three separate months that I made $500, but I spent $1,500 on some products. I wasn't so good at math. $1,500, $500 check. Three months. Now, back then, I had to pay my group out of that $500. I had a group in 7 years that never totaled 50 people. I'm not talking all 50 in at one time. I'm talking, I averaged about 7 new people joining my company, my organization, per year for the first 7 years. and I never knew that I was failing. I never felt like, you know, like I was losing. I maintain excitement. I never have missed an event that I qualified to attend in 23 years outside of tonight. I'm actually missing my company's Christmas party. Okay? 23 years. I have never missed an event. Because I stayed engaged. But what happened was I realized why I wasn't making any money. It wasn't the company. It wasn't that I needed to do another company. It wasn't any of that I needed a new upline. I realized much later that issue was me. I realized that issue was it was a product of things that I had seen, product of things that I had heard, product of things that I had actually witnessed. See, I realized that I had been messed up. I realized that I had been sold a bill of goods, and somebody had actually messed with this head of mine, and it caused me to fail.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Okay, folks, now this is the rest of this is not for everybody. For some of those people, like he said, 7 years with Amway. The 642 plan. 7 years. He never made any more than $500 a month for 3 months. Just 3 months. And he never had an organization no bigger than 30 or 40 people. That's it for 7 years. But he stayed the course. He went to all the meetings. He went to the seminars. He read the books. He's listening to the tapes. He focused on building that corporation. He became a direct distributor. Because I was also a direct distributor way back 40 years ago. So I know, I've been there, done that. And I even was fortunate enough to get a free trip to, my wife and I at the time, to Ada, Michigan to meet Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel and stayed in the grand hotel that they had built for the distributors. But anyway, the bottom line is that we did it the old way. That's the old way. Listen, that was 1978. That's 42 years ago. I don't even think that we were taught to do two a day back in then. I really don't. I think we just stumbled and fumbled. But it's nuts on this line. This is absolutely crazy. This is really, it's embarrassing. It really is. Especially for people who really want to get the information to be very successful in business. At this time in this place, at this time in history, 2020. And I'm going to do a call on Sunday at 1 o'clock where I go over all of this without the noise. And that number is going to be on Blog Talk Radio, and that's 516-418-5559. 516-418-5559 on Sunday. But if you just want to punch it up on the computer, you can always go to thepublicradio.network. But anyway, let's get back to the story. So Horton kind of fumbled and stumbled around after all those many years in network marketing to try to figure out how to do it. Now, I want you to listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen, for those people who are really interested in finding the technique and the strategy and the skill set that you need to become a million-dollar earner, whether you make $1 million a month, whether you make $1 million a year, or whether you make $1 million with Rain International. You can do it. It's all possible, and even more. But so let's listen to how he paid the price and how he upped his recruiting skills to be able to do that.
You got to figure it out and pay it. And you got to pay 10/10 of the price, not 9/10. If your system says, hey, you should be doing X, Y, Z, well, I don't like doing that. On the application, it never said, do you like this? The qualifications for top ranks in your company doesn't say, do this if you like it. No, it says, do it. That's what I had to do. And I had to start listening, and this is what I did. I'm sharing with you guys right now where my secret comes from. I would listen to tapes. I can tell you right now, I believe that there was about a 2-year period of time in my life. I don't believe that there was anybody in the world in MLM who was listening to more tapes, information than I was. And I never listened to how-to tapes. I listened to story tapes. I listened to inspirational stories. And I know some of you, oh, here he is with the rah-rah. I don't need the rah-rah. Give me the information. 23 years in this industry, with my results, I need the rah-rah. That's why I had you guys stand up again. Because I got to have the rah-rah. I get energized. I went out and bought myself from Radio Shack what's called a pillow speaker. Why? Because my wife, she get mad. It got to the point my wife would say, why are you cheating on me with your little girlfriend over there? She was talking about my little iPod, my cassette tape. Because I'm walking around the house with the earphones on. I'm just walking around the house. Why? Because I got to change the way that I'm thinking. I got to get this stuff. I got 7 years of this garbage in my mind. 7 years of what my professor, my mom, my dad, everybody was saying, everybody around me who was broke. I was born in Ponce de Leon Projects. Tampa, Florida is where I was raised. That's what I had up in here. I had to get rid of it. And what I would do is I learned the subconscious mind never sleeps, so I'd take my pillow speaker from Radio Shack. They still sell them to this day. A little disc speaker like this, it's got about 50 holes in it, and you put it up under the pillow. And you know sound is nothing but airwaves, air vibration. And that vibration would go through the pillow. My head would be on the pillow. I can hear it clear as a bell. Earlene couldn't hear a thing. And every day for 2 years, as soon as I hit the bed, my head hit the bed, I couldn't wait to go to sleep because I couldn't wait to learn. I was going out, and I was getting that good feeling of what it took to be a champion. You gotta live how it feels to be a champion before you ever do it. You gotta practice it. You're not just gonna wake up one day and they say, "Oh, I'm a six-figure earner," and I've never even thought of what it was gonna be like to be one. It doesn't happen that way. This is a profession. You gotta look at it as a profession. That's what I did. I had a philosophy. If I was sitting, I was reading. If I was driving, I was listening. I became fanatical about learning and hearing the stories of other champions in this industry. And once you change your thinking, the domino effect from your thinking is that you'll now change the things that you start saying. I can listen to somebody for 5 minutes, and I can tell whether or not you will be a long-term six-figure earner. Anybody can do it for a year or two. Anybody, that's simple. Oh, I made six figures. Did you? How long are you going to keep it? How long is it going to stay? I can get enough people to jump in any opportunity, make $100,000. How long is it going to stay? See, when I heard his story, he had been doing it for a while. There were people making more money than him, but his long term. Met him one time. He still probably don't even know who I am. Met him, shook his hand in Dallas, Texas, told him, thank you for what you've done. He had no idea what I was talking about. Thank you for doing what you've done. You have no idea how you've impacted my life. But the domino effect is what you think will determine what you say, and you will start speaking like a winner. I had to learn the difference between winning speaking and speaking from a position of lack. I had to have an abundance mentality and start thinking and start saying the things that I wanted versus saying the things that I believed or saying the things that I had. Coming to the meeting this week? Well, I'm going to try. No, you're not going to win this year. I can tell right now. Man, why don't people show up for my meetings when I invite? Nope, you aren't there yet. Well, I invited 10, but only 8 showed up. You have no idea how you're succeeding, but you're not going to make it. Not right now. Not forever. Just not right now. Right? Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? That company over there, our company is better, and this is why you should join my, because that company, I can tell you all the negative things about that company. You're not going to win long term. Ever. Because you're going to attract people who are just like you. You cannot win. That's one philosophy I have that I teach in our culture. Never. Ever, never, ever, ever, ever said another negative thing about another company or another distributor. I don't care what they've done. I don't care what's happened. I see some people and it turns my stomach when a company's having issues and they get excited and they start going after that company's distributor. It turns my stomach. That's the reflection that you want our industry to have? Oh, they're weak, so you're going to go and attack? That's what you're going to do? No. I promise you guys, it doesn't come that way. I've tried that before. I'm not here to pot calling the kettle black. I'm telling you the dumb, stupid things that I used to do. Till I learned. I wanted long. See, there's a difference between short-term pleasure and long-term happiness. I wanted happiness. I've had short-term pleasure. I've gotten involved in companies, and my first time ever making money in this industry, 90 days after I was in one company, I was at 20 grand a week. Wow, right? Lasted for 4 months. There's no wow now, is it? No.
So basically you say companies come and companies go. Sometimes you can get into a company because you get excited because it's new, ground floor, sometimes basement, and you can go right to the top, boom. Look around, you got $20,000 a month, $40,000, $50,000 a month. But will the company last? Will it be here 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now like Amway is? Amway is now 61 years old. It started in 1959. Now, that company now is doing about $8, $10 billion a year, between eight, some nine or ten. It's the most successful company out there in terms of volume all around the world. But anyway, so, but did you hear what he said in terms of the struggle that he had to go through for 7 years? Now, he's not the only person that had to go through that struggle. I did. For 15 years, I couldn't make $10,000 a year until that guy gave me that formula back in 94. And then I followed two a day, one a week, and within 12 months, I was at $10,000 a month. And then I went on and make more. But I'm just saying, sometimes it takes a long time to get to the point that you can make serious money. Look at Eric Worre. He had been in at least 5 or 6 years and didn't make any serious money. And then he had to make a decision that he was going to do it professionally, and he was going to do it better, bigger, faster. And he started to do the 90-day blitz, meaning he took 90 days out of his life, and he focused on making calls from 8 in the morning to 11 at night, 6 days a week, took off one day, and he did that for 3 months, and the rest is history. The following year, he made $1 million the next year. And he did it another time when he lost the money, and he came back and did another 90-day blitz, and the following 6 years, he made $1 million each year. So it does work when you concentrate. Now, Horton Bugs did it a wee bit different. That's why he got to $1 million a month. A month. He decided to take all that work of talking to two a day, one a week, right? And you do it in 1 year. He did it in 1 day to launch the company, Organo Go, some 7, 8 years ago. And by the time he got to his 18th month, he was making $1 million a month on a regular basis because he compressed time frame. And that's why he did it bigger and faster. And he had to get ready to be bigger and faster by listening to all the books, all the tapes, all the people who had come before him who had tremendous success in this industry called network marketing. Listen carefully as he tell you his story. You could
later, that issue was me. I realized that issue was it was a product of things that I had seen, product of things that I had heard, product of things that I had actually witnessed. See, I realized that I had been messed up. I realized that I had been sold a bill of goods, and somebody had actually messed with this head of mine, and it caused me to fail. Okay? And I'll never forget, as a matter of fact, I had a mentor, and I recommend you get a mentor. I had a mentor when I was pretty young, and this was the person. This is why I say you've got to be careful who you listen to. You've got to be very careful who you listen to. But my mentor messed me up. I had to change. I had no idea. Because they told me a bunch of lies. And I'm listening and I'm following and I'm thinking that they really, really know what they're talking about. And I'm going down one path and I'm getting results that I don't want. But I was plugged into this mentor. As a matter of fact, 5 years ago when I first joined my company, I called up every single person that was in my telephone. This is the first time. Remember, it's 18 years now. 5 years ago was 18 years that I had been in the industry. This is the very first time I had called every single name that I could actually get a hold of. If your name was in my phone book, I called it. And this is the other thing that I did. If your name was in my phone book and I didn't call it, I deleted your number. This is why. I'm going to give you another one, guys. Because I didn't want to carry around negative relationships of people that I didn't want, so I deleted their number. If your number didn't exist, it was in my phone, and I didn't want you in my business, delete, 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 delete. Because remember, this is what happened. I now have a chance. Remember, the advice that I would give to everybody else, I would think much bigger, much faster. I said this for years and years and years and years and years, and here I am 5 years ago in a transition state. Guess what? I now need to follow my own advice. I must think much bigger right now. I've got to think much bigger before I even sign the application. And I did. I made sure I got 2 years of mental experience before I put my name on the application. And I did that process in 11 days. 11 days of me pre-launch and pre-thinking and doing all of the stuff. 2 years of experience, 2 years of planning. I had planned out my future before I even signed the application, because I said, I'm going to think much bigger, much faster. I'm going to do some things that I'd never done before. And I called every single person, and the first person that I called was my mentor. I didn't even know that it was that person. I'm just making phone calls. I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm making phone calls. I'm calling every single person that I know, and I never forget, this is how that phone call went. And my dream, your dream sometimes can almost get snatched away from you if you're not careful. Pick up the phone, didn't know my mentor on the other end, and this is what I'm saying here. I'm saying, and I'm, hello, blah, 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 this is Holton, and I'm asking them a little qualifying question. And the first thing that they came back with, is this Holton? With that type of tone. Is this Holton? Yeah. Yeah, this Holton. Are you calling me about another one of those things? Yeah, I'm just trying to talk. I've got a new. Listen, I don't want to hear about your new nothing. You've called me several times about these things. I've lost money in the first one. I lost money in the second one. The third one was illegal. This one's probably illegal. You're probably going to go to jail. You're going to lose all your friends and family and all of that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, don't call me no more about your MLM because I really don't even like you.
Okay, I hope you got the flow of this. I hope you get the feel. I hope you get the understand. That here's a guy. He's been around 25 years plus in network marketing. And his first 7 years, he couldn't barely make $500 a month. And he did it on three different occasions. But he didn't quit. He stayed the course because the people he was associated with, they were going slow, but now he discovered a way to go faster, faster, and quicker. And that's what I wanted to pass on to one or two. I just need one person out there to hear that and go do the same. Just one. The rest of them can go slow, like I've been. You can keep going slow, and you could do okay. Me going slow over a number of years has put millions of dollars in my pocket in network marketing. As a matter of fact, there isn't a year in the last 30 years that I haven't made six-figure income staying at home. So I didn't have to worry about looking for a job again, if you will. So going slow is okay. But have I made six figures a month? No, I made, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 was my best year, right? But Can you six figures a month is the deal. Can you make six figures a week is the deal. Can you make six figures a day is the deal. And that's the big deal. Right? Now, I will do another call Sunday without all this crazy noise because these people are retarded, whomever it is. And I will be on 516-418-5559. They will, so anyway, without any more comment. So are there any questions so far? Listen, whether it be in network marketing or whether it be playing basketball, football, or baseball, or going to college to be a physician, a surgeon, to take 16 years. You have to, and you have to pay the price. There's always a price. Even if we talked about Kobe Bryant, the guy who just passed not too long ago, great football, basketball player, if you will. But if we go back to his history, when did he decide, when did he make a decision that he wanted to play basketball and wanted to play at the highest level? What was he thinking? What did he do? What were his daily activities, ladies and gentlemen? Listen to his activity. Listen.
So at 13 years old, I had a I had a kill list. And so, you know, they used to do these rankings. It was Street and Smith basketball rankings. And I was nowhere to be found because I was like 6'4", scrawny, like 160 pounds soaking wet. So I was like 57 on the list. And so I will look at 56, 55, all the way up to number one, who these players are, what club teams they played for. So when we go on an AAU travel circuit, I got to hunt them down, right? And so that became my mission in high school, is to check off every other person, all those 56 other names, hunt them down and knock them down. So like at 13 years old, I played the longer game. Because my game wasn't about being better than you at 13. It was to be better than you when, you know, the chips are really on the line. So when you played at 13, I would size you up and see what your strengths and weaknesses are. How do you approach the game? Are you silly about it? Are you goofy about it? Are you good at it just because you're bigger and stronger than everybody else? Right? Or is there actually thought and skill that you put into it? Right? And when I'd play to my weaknesses. I wouldn't play to my strengths. I play to my weaknesses. Because when you're playing summer basketball, there's so many games. So there's not a lot of skill work being done. So when are you going to get better? Right? When you're playing in competition situations, you're only playing to your strengths. Why? Because you want to win. Right? So what I would do, I was working on the things during those games that I was weak at. Left hand, pull-up jump shot, post game. Right? So I have a strategy. And so then, fast forward to when I'm 17, and my game is completely well-rounded, and that player at 13 that I saw at 13 is still doing the same shit at 17. Now you got a problem, right?
Okay. Can you believe that these people? This is, listen, for David, for James, for Barbara, whomever who's serious, you need to get another system. You don't need to keep fighting this system.
You're right. You're right, Doc.
Yeah, you don't need to do
right.
This. It goes on week after week, month after month. You don't need to stay in the ghetto. We need to rise above that. But James,
we won't
questions?
Get better until we won't get any better until we make a difference or make a change with this, because this is ridiculous. But the information for those of us that were listening, the information was great, and that's what we have to focus on right this moment. The information
True.
That you gave us. Appreciate that. We're gonna have a conversation about making a change on this, because, like you say, it doesn't make sense. I don't want to give them the power though. I don't want to give them the power right now. I want to make sure we focus
sure.
on the things we need to focus on, which
sure.
is the information. So, thank you. Thank you so much for the information that you gave
well,
us.
Well, go ahead. Well, comment on the information. Listen, you know, it's so much out there, and you know, I know you. One of the things I say about James, he's very consistent, and matter of fact, he's a reader. All leaders are readers, and readers are and vice versa. He's got a library that makes us look like, you know, we're ashamed of ourselves. He does a lot of reading. He does a lot of staying on top of things in terms of making sure he gets to it. But go ahead, James, any comments, anything you want to help people who may be able to listen to what you have to say?
The only thing I want to just mention is the fact that both Holton Bug and Kobe Bryant talked about mentoring. Now, Kobe Bryant didn't talk about mentoring outright, but if you know his story, his father was a professional basketball player.
Hold that statement. No.
Okay.
I want you to, wait. Just hold. 30 seconds. That's all
sure.
I need, 30 seconds. Watch it, and then come back and finish that.
I wanted to be one of the best basketball players to ever play. Anything else that was outside of that lane, I didn't have time for. I played games with the flu. I played games with 102-degree fever, man. This obstacle cannot define me. It's not going to cripple me. It's not going to be responsible for me stepping away from the game that I love. I'm going to step away on my own terms. Because when I retire, I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more.
Oh.
I would watch Magic play. I'd watch Michael play. And I would see them do these unbelievable things. And I'd say, you know, can I get to that level? I don't know, but let's find out.
You see my point? Yeah, he did. Now, to answer your question, yes, he did. He would pick people like Magic or Dr. J, whomever, you know. He would make sure he copied them and do the moves that they made and then even improved on what they did. Yeah, so he did have mentors. So go right ahead. Go ahead, finish
your statement. But the point that I'm making,
sure,
about the mentor part is the fact,
sure,
that he had access to those people. He had access to the conversations that were going on. He had access to the excellence that he saw around him by being a child of a pro player. He was in the locker room with those guys. He listened to the things they were saying. He heard he heard, felt, and saw the sweat and tears they had to shed to get to where they wanted to. Now, greatness is something that's within people, and so, the way I'm tying in that part of it with today is, we can't allow people like who don't have enough sense to mute their lines. They're taken away from our greatness. They're taken away,
true,
from the fact that we our associations are going to be everything for us. So his associations with those people, Holton Bugs decided, you know, after he had been around some people too, decided that he, mm-hmm, was going to do certain things. That greatness came out because of the knowledge that was inside them, things that they knew because of who they had been around, who they had seen, who they had heard say things. You know, reading. You're talking about reading. You're talking about following things, going to every single event, talking to people who are doing what you want to do, people who are on the same path as you. There weren't people clanging dishes and stuff like that. And those when the people were like that, they got away from them. They got the hell away,
true,
from them. So that's what,
true,
we're going to have to do that here. But again, I don't want to give those fools power on this call.
Sure, no.
We got to make changes. Yes, we got to make changes fast because we're going someplace. Those idiots that want to keep clanging dishes and stuff like that, they're not going anywhere. Let them go wherever they're going to go. They're not on the same path. Laura Weeks had a presentation last week on the business, and at the end she had a Dr. Seuss thing. Thing, and it said you have a brain in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You have a brain in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can pick what path that you choose. And I thought that was so simplistic, Dr. Seuss. Now, but we have a brain in our head, we have feet in our shoes. We can go anywhere we want. We can stay on this call every single day and get frustrated and get pissed off because of a few suckers, one or two suckers, ignorant people. Or we can make a change, correct the situation, and move on. So we'll have a conversation with those who are true to the call, those who are serious about this call, and we'll make that decision. Within the next couple of days, hopefully. You know, I'm not going to unilaterally make that decision, but I am going to talk to the key elements on this call so that we want to rise to excellence, and we want to rise to excellence in a way that it's everybody's decision. And those that want to stay behind, you can stay behind, but you're just going to be on a different train than us. That's all. So that's all I got to say for today.
No, that's very good. Very good. No, I happen to be on another system. I'm just saying where I'm coming from. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and I got my own system, and I just happen to tap into your system and pick up the noise that you guys are creating. I mean, your system is creating, not you necessarily.
Yeah.
So,
no, I understand.
Yeah, and my system, I say that I'll be on my system on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and I will have a Horton Bugs, and I would have Jim Rohn, whatever, whomever. I would have these people talk to you, and maybe you can glean some of the information and strategies and systems that they're working on that help them go a little bit faster. And again, for the people who want to listen in, that number is 516-418-5559, 516-418-5559, and that's the public radio. Oh, correction, sorry about that, because I got another one. The public broadcast network the public broadcast dot network. So, James, look, I've done all I'm going to do today. Any suggestions, Barbara, whomever else is there? I don't know, is Dr. Boston there? I don't know if she's with us today. But any suggestions, any ideas, any way that we can improve ourselves to go a little bit faster, a little bit quicker, and help other people to do the same, anybody? Because I'm looking around for other systems to help us do just that. Anybody want to comment on that?
Mike check.
Yeah, go right ahead. Yes, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can. Dr. Johnson, I just want to say that was great information, because I think that each and every one of us got to make sure that we get that personal growth and development in. You know, whether you're building a business or not, it's paramount that we learn from some of the greats. And if you don't know the right questions to ask, you got to be willing to get back in school, and so that you can learn, okay, how this all works. We're a family. This business is based on people helping people, and it's also based on systems. And everything is in place right now based on what James has said and yourself, Dr. Johnson. We all have to be willing to go back to school to learn. This is where we are right now. So I just want to share that with you, and thank you so much for giving us that information. Personal growth and development, the proper mindset is imperative to what we need to do. Back to you, Doc.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. Any other comments, anybody, as we wrap up on this wonderful Friday? And this is, by the way, Juneteenth, they call it Juneteenth, 19th, whatever they have, it's the 19th, meaning that in 1862, slavery was outlawed in the United States and all the territories. Congress enacted legislation that banned slavery in all the current and future U.S. territories. The law stated that this was the day that, but the people who ran the plantations and the people who worked the plantations were not told until 2.5 years later after this, so they could continue to work and build a country and not get paid. But anyway, we won't get into that today. I will talk about Black history maybe on Sunday, the second hour. Go ahead, anybody else on this topic? Okay. All right, Barbara, did you have any comments? I got a couple suggestions here. Okay. That's all right.
I would say just continue to plug into the different social media calls that Rain International is doing. Plug into Dr. Weeks' information at 3 o'clock, and then we have replays at 8 o'clock of the 3 o'clock call. So just continue to do that. Continue to plug in, and continue to ask questions of people who have done what you want to do. Kobe Bryant said it best. You know, he wanted to find out. You know, he studied people. He studied what they did, and that's what we have to do too. Study the winners. Study what they're doing, and then just do that. Just follow that path with our brains and with our feet. So that's what I would say. We're going to be back again on Monday with this call, another selection of Rain State Talk at 11 o'clock on Monday morning. And that's all I have for today.
Okay. I'm suggesting too, folks, here's what I've been – I just finished this book called The Wealth Choice. I have the book and I have the audio from Amazon, and it's done by Dennis Kimbrough. I would suggest, really, for people who really, really, honestly serious about creating serious monies in their lives, economic freedom, security. It's The Wealth Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. Because in that book, he lays out a lot of strategies, not just from me and from a few of us at Network Marketing, but for people who are multi-millionaires, rather billionaires. I think he interviewed somewhere around 3,500. I'm competing with this lady. 3,500 billionaires, about 50 billionaires. and he did their story, their strategies, and their techniques all in this book. So I'm suggesting that book is a gold mine. It's really a gold mine to listen to that. Then the other book that I just picked up is called Black Fortunes, to talk about black folks who became millionaires and multi-millionaires before Madam C.J. Walker. But that's another story. And that's another history that you're missing, because people think she was the first. No, she was not the first. She was the first to go public with her money. But there were many, 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 many millionaires before her who were black in color back 100 years before she did it. And that's what this book talks about, Black Fortunes. And you can get that on Amazon.com. And I'm listening to it. I have the book in my hand, and I have the audio. I'm listening to it. And you should, it'll blow your mind to see the people who have really accomplished great things before it's claimed that the first lady made. I mean, Madam Walker did a great job. Madam C.J. Walker, a wonderful job. Annie Malone, he talks about Annie Malone. He talks about all that. But I'll do that on another time, another place. Okay. Anybody, before we close, any other comments?
Mic check.
Yes, go right ahead.
Hi, this is Dr. Boston. Hi, and thank you for all the information you're sharing today, Dr. Johnson. I just wanted to share another person that was able, you know, we're in tumultuous times right now, and there's so many people that have been able to rise above these times. And another one of those people was this guy named Dr. Leon Howard Sullivan.
Okay, yeah, doctor.
Hello? Please repeat it again. Repeat it again, please.
Okay, there was another man in it. Okay, I'm sorry. There's some noise, I think.
No, just talk through that, Queen. Just talk through it. That's all.
Okay.
Talk through it in power. That's all.
Okay, thank you. There's another man to add to the list of people that Dr. Johnson is sharing with us who was able to rise above some really challenging times. And his name was Dr. Leon Howard Sullivan. And this man in 1964 founded something called OIC, the Opportunities Industrialization Center. And this concept of training people spread throughout the world. OIC started operating out of an abandoned North Philadelphia jail. And Leon Sullivan, he worked very hard through this institution to help provide African Americans with job training. Because during the Civil Rights Movement, there were many jobs that came available, but we didn't have the skills. So this brother, Leon Sullivan, said we need to find a way to train our people so that they can claim these jobs that were available at the time. They called him, the man, Leon Sullivan, actually, they called him the Lion of Zion because he was that powerful. He was a black Baptist preacher from the hills of West Virginia. This man actually walked, when he went to school, he had to walk to school on the colored side of the street. Now, at this time, you know, in West Virginia, where he was from, where he had to walk to school on the colored side of the street, they actually have a street that's named after him. And when they asked him if he wanted the street to be a boulevard, a street, or a highway, he said, none of them. I want it to be the Leo Sullivan Way, because he established his way for our people to get skills and training so that they can have a better station of life in the United States. So that's just a little bit about him that I wanted to share. But I would offer to people to kind of look into the life of this man, because he was able to come from nothing to, he ended up actually getting an award. He was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award, which is the highest civilian award given. And he was given that award by the first president, George Bush.
Right. Excellent.
So I just wanted to share how even in difficult times. Yeah.
True. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to share him as another person in difficult times who rised above. This man ended up being a director on the board of directors for General Motors.
True.
Director.
board of directors. Right. Yeah.
And so people can punch that up. If you Google OIC, OIC, there are many OIC chapters are still in existence around the country. Do you know how many still in existence, Dr.
Yes,
Foster?
There's 22. Yes, there's 22 of them still in existence in the United States. Yeah. And
No, go ahead. Go right ahead.
No, I was going to say there's 22 of them still in existence in the United States, all over the United States. And what was so interesting, I found in my research, my father was a director of one of them in Boston, and I found some of his speeches looking for this information on OIC in Boston.
Did you know he was in charge of one?
I didn't know. I knew he worked at OIC, but I didn't realize, because I was really young then, I didn't realize his position. Yeah. He was also president of the Boston Black United Front in Boston.
He was?
I didn't know that either. He was president of the Boston Black United Front in Boston.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. And I found that.
Isn't that something? BUF, the Boston, the Black United Funds, have been around since 1968. They were started by Walter Brueggemann in California in 1968. And right now, as we speak, there should be at least 30 of them still in existence. They are nonprofit organizations which get payroll deductions from federal, state, and city employees and put that money back into the community to uplift the community. They're still in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if you want to start one, you can start one. And we need to have that conversation one day, Doctor, to show people how to start their own nonprofit organization so that they can be like Andrew Carnegie or J.P. Morgan or Oprah Winfrey or the Rockefellers. You can start your own United Way or Catholic Charities or Jewish Charities. But there's a whole history of that you don't know. That those philanthropic organizations were started in 1867 with the Freedmen's Bureau right after the Civil War. But that's another piece of history you just don't know, that black people started philanthropy back in, and they didn't discriminate on who was giving food, clothing, and shelter and money for to raise their families, to bury the dead, and all of that. They didn't choose whether you're white, black, blue, or green, or Native American. They gave it to whomever needed it back in, this is 1867. But, you know, that's another piece of history we will go over one day when I started doing the programs. But it's a lot of great history. And, Doctor, I really appreciate you bringing that up. Now, I just want to say that you also have applied for more money. Is it all right to say this?
Yeah.
now she got tens of thousands of dollars from that PPP, what money, whatever that money is. So you know what it is.
Yeah.
But she also has applied for a new grant monies that have come to the fore with what was that? PayPal launched. Yeah, they had $350 million they laid on the line, and Dr. Boston went and applied for some of that money. But anyway, one day we need to tell people how you do that. But go ahead, Doctor. What would you say?
Yeah, I got to thank you for putting this assignment in my hands, because that's exactly what Leon Sullivan did. He said voices were talking to him. He would see these problems, and then something would come to his mind saying, why do we have this problem? And then the next comment would be, you got to do something about it.
I heard that.
And
heard
so
that.
He didn't have money. He didn't have money, but he was able to find local and national people to invest in his idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that OIC idea, he found folks that said, okay, yeah, I'll give to this. So he went all the way up to the president, who said, because that was the anti-poverty era in the United States.
True,
but he found people, local people as well as national people, who said, hey, you want to help disadvantaged folks, I'll put my money in there. And he saw the need, he saw the cause, and he had a vision. That's what he says. Anybody could do it. He said his thing was to give a hand up and not a hand out. That was his thing. I'm doing this to give a hand out up, not a hand out. So he was working to help people to take their own power.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, so in Boston on yesterday, the mayor said the mayor took something like 30-something million dollars to address issues of racism. And he took a lot of those dollars came from the funding for the police. And so we have, and I'm trying to bring this back to what we're doing, health and wellness, health and wellness, health and wellness. Racism is a public health problem. It's a health problem because it impacts your health outcomes. Mm-hmm. And so the mayor of Boston declared that. He declared racism as a public health problem. So what's to stop us from going to him with our ideas of helping every black family to become a distributor of the RAIN products to address the issue of economic development?
Okay. Maybe we could talk about that on Sunday and give people some tracks to run on. Tell people how do you reach out and do those kind of things, because that would be helpful for people who have never done it before, right, Doctor?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
So we need to show for those of us who have done a little bit, we need to show you the little bit that we have done so you can take it to the next level. So, again, if you want to look at one foundation that I put together, it's called the H as in Happy, C as in Cash, johnsonfoundation.org, and that tells you the goals and objectives or something of what that foundation is about, and we can show you how to put that together. Anyway, listen, it's 12 o'clock. I really appreciate you guys being online. I really appreciate all this great information. And Barbara, how would you close us out? Barbara, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
How would you close
we can
out?
Close out by saying, traditionally, if all hearts and minds are clear, going once, going twice, going three times, have a fantastic day, everybody, and let's go out and make it rain.
Well, listen, maybe we might have a question or two or last comment. James, you have anything? David, you have anything? Anybody? The Reverend?
It's all been said, Doc. It's all been said. Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate you guys. So, listen, have a good weekend. Let's get it done. Let's take some of this information and change the course of history. And thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you, James. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate it.
Take care. You're welcome. Everybody have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
I just want to ask a question.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Who really can save a world in despair? Who really can?
It's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be uninsured next year. This deadly mass shooting
to
happened
bring
in Boston,
the
Florida
here
at Boston
today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Oh,